It is 9:30, and it's this time every Saturday that we get a call from Larry Weber, who will tell us about everything that's happening outdoors. He's a phenologist extraordinaire, and he's joining us right now by phone. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
Excellent. Just beautiful day.
Business fantastic.
Yes.
Yesterday was a pretty amazing day on its own. We had had 9 straight days where the high temperature was 80 degrees or warmer. 9 straight days. And finally, yesterday, we broke that, and we were in the 60s all day. So it sure felt good to get a relief. What made it even feel better was to hear that the Twin Cities were over 100 degrees.
Oh, I know.
Yesterday.
Does that?
Yeah. Always, and if anybody wonders why we live in the north, well, there's a good answer right there.
There you go.
So, yeah, quite spectacular. We started this month, I always think of July. The two things that really stand out are hot temperatures and thunderstorms, and, well, we've had both. And I hope you enjoyed the thunderstorms. They were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
with the fireworks that they gave. Holy wow, what a display of lightning. You know, there is this rule, when a lightning flash goes off and you start counting, and you count to 1 second at a time, and you count to 5, and then you hear the thunder, that means it's 1 mile away. And it's a good rule. I use it often in thunderstorms. Well, there was so much lightning on Monday night that rule just didn't apply. I mean, you see the flash and start counting, and there's another flash, and so it really just didn't work at all.
Oh.
But nevertheless, it was quite spectacular. We did get about an inch of rain out of that, though Duluth got less. So far this month, we've gotten about an inch and a half, and we'll see what it, because July can be very, very wet, so we'll see what happens. It's also interesting to note that more than 50% of the country is now said to be in drought conditions.
Oh.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
But fortunately, we have. Of course, you had your time with drought earlier.
Yes, we did.
We all put in our time. Days are getting shorter. I hope you had a chance to see the full moon this week. It was
quite
spectacular. And the long days, we have to be out pretty late to be able to really appreciate that full moon. But yeah, if you're out there, it's really spectacular. But the days are starting to get shorter. We noticed it more in the sunrise than we do with the sunset. But it is happening, and of course, that makes a difference with the bird world. Out on a walk this morning, I heard a lot less bird songs than I normally had been hearing. They're still out there, but a lot fewer. And the ones that do sing don't seem to sing with the same enthusiasm as they did earlier. Lots of baby birds are out at this point. However, I did have a chance to find a nest that had an egg in. I found a phoebe nest with an egg. Now, phoebes return early, so they nest early, so it's not no surprise that they're trying a second brood. And then I think we had, because of the storms, I think we had some nests that failed, and there's some attempt at making a second. And then there's just these other interesting birds that are referred to sometimes as floaters. They are unbred males that, as it gets to be late June, they'll do some flying around different areas, singing, trying desperately to get a mate. And sometimes they'll show up where you don't expect them, and they'll last a few days, and then they're gone. Well, I had that happen this past week. I was out picking strawberries in a nearby strawberry farm here, and I heard a bird recognized as a dickcissel. Dickcissel is a bird we're not going to see in northeast Minnesota very often. They're a bird of the prairies and the fields way to the south of us. The sparrow-like bird, and they're called that because of the noise they make. And sure enough, I sought it out, and yeah, it was not one, but two dickcissels. And they're singing a great deal. Well, I was back to that same spot 3 days later, and there was none.
No.
So they apparently realized, nope, nothing going to be happening here. I got to move on. Plenty of other critters of note going on with babies there. The cottontail, we are seeing cottontail rabbits all the time. The tiny babies are just gorgeous. So this must be also its second family, because I'm sure by July there had been a whole family already grown up. Then I had an amazing experience this week. Out walking on an evening, and I saw a tiny toad about the size of your fingernail. They emerge from the water, and it's not unusual that that happens in July. The eggs are laid in May. 2 months later, the babies are emerged. They go through the tadpole stage in between, and they come out, and they start hopping around in July. It's not unusual, but early July, it is quite unusual. It's almost 10 days to 2 weeks earlier than usual. So quite a fantastic sighting. Meanwhile, the green frogs and the mink frogs, the frogs of summer, keep right on calling in large amounts. And then, if that's not enough, we're getting a large amount of butterflies going on now. This is the warm weather brings out the butterflies, and there's a good variety of them. I noticed the things like the tiger swallowtails that were so common in June have kind of moved on, but they're replaced by others. Out in the open, there's plenty of fritillaries and skippers. And in the woods, there is the brown ones that I talked about last time. There's also something else going on of interest. I saw a morning cloak butterfly this week. They are one of the kinds that hibernate as adults. And if you see them in July, what you're probably seeing is is the new brood that hatched since spring. However, it could be wrong. It could be one still left from last spring. And we have a situation. I mean, we're very familiar with hibernation, sleeping in the winter, but there is a condition in the South we're not familiar with called estivation, where animals will sleep when it gets too hot in the summer. These hot days, we just may be starting to experience estivation, and a butterfly like that would be an example of one that would do so. There's a number of other animals in the South, frogs, snakes, chipmunks, they will all take a nap, a long extended nap in the hot days of summer. And if we continue the heat that is has been happening, we just may be having that going on. The mosquitoes, however, are not sleeping. They remain quite active. you may have been seeing those too. Yeah, and if that's not enough, we get deer flies and horse flies mixed with them. But we also got dragonflies to try to eat them, and certainly a large number of spiders. The bouquet of roadside wildflowers in July continues. I love milkweed and fireweed, and it's unfortunate they have the term weed as part of their name, because they are not weeds at all. They're native. They're just terrific plants. They're often just loaded with other insects. And then there's things like tansies and thistle and the knapweed and so forth, which we don't appreciate as much. I also appreciate seeing the native wood lilies. They're a cousin of the daylily. Daylilies bloom only for one day, but these other wood lilies and Michigan lily, Turk cap lily, there's a variety of names for them. They'll last a long time. I mentioned last time how the sunflower season had begun with black-eyed Susan and ox-eye sunflower. Well, this week there's another one, the tall sunflower, added to that, and two kinds of goldenrods. So the season is definitely moving on, but the next one I'm going to tell you about and I'll leave you with is really a great one. I ate my first raspberry of the season.
No.
A wild raspberry, yes. Terrific. The tame berry picking has not been as good in this area on the berry farms. But boy, I tell you, the wild stuff, at least around here, looks like it's going to be good. So we'll see.
All right.
Keep looking, and I won't tell you where the berry was. All right. Have a beautiful week.
Thank you, Larry. Bye-bye. Larry Weber. He is a retired science teacher, twice named Science Teacher of the Year. He is retired. He lives with his wife on an old farm in Carlton County, and he gets us all excited and up to date on what's happening outdoors. Every single Saturday comes to us at 9:30. What a guy. What a guy.